Good afternoon, it's 106. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. As the November election nears, the weekend saw some of the most well-known candidates out in the public for another shot at winning votes. The debate between incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Leah Vukmir Saturday night in Wausau turned testy at times. Regarding climate change, Vukmir says it appears the climate is changing, but balance is necessary.
Doing something without certainty that is going to make a difference. That's the problem with so many of these green ideas. They're not based in science, and they're based on a whim, and there is no certainty that it's actually going to make a difference.
Baldwin took her opponent to task for her environmental positions.
My opponent not only disputes climate science, and I'm learning today that she also is disputing some of the science behind cleaner energy sources, et cetera, but she also would see fitting to eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, which protects the water we drink and the air we breathe.
The U.S. Senate candidates also debated health care, Justice Kavanaugh, marijuana legalization, and other topics in the one-hour event. We'll have the full debate during a block of debates scheduled for October 28th. Governor Walker stopped in Eagle River on Sunday. Walker emphasized his record on the economy, unemployment, the budget surplus, and schools. He jabbed at his opponent, Tony Evers.
Good things are happening, and it's really a stark contrast between my record and our plans for the future, which would take us forward. Tony Evers would take us backwards through higher property taxes, higher income taxes, higher gas tax.
Walker also stopped in Tomahawk on Sunday. Depending on the polls, Walker has either drawn even with Democratic challenger Tony Evers or still trails Evers by several points. Audio courtesy of WJFW TV 12. A group of Crandon business owners have begun an ambitious campaign to have the State Department of Transportation pay for what they feel are flawed sidewalks in the downtown. Ken Kroll has more.
The petition to the DOT says the state altered Lake Avenue. The petition says grades were changed, among other work, and the petitioners said at the time they had no input on the construction. Petitioners said the state changed the concrete mixture that year and the sidewalks deteriorated. Business owners then hired private contractors to fix the sidewalks. The sidewalks continued to disintegrate. Lastly, they say a grade along North Lake Avenue was worked on, leaving a steep grade, which is unsafe for many people to walk along, especially in the winter. One petitioner is Mark Gatton, owner and operator of Hotel Crandon Bar and Restaurant.
The DOT forced us to come through and replace all the concrete, the sidewalks, and the main road. They changed the grade at that time and created a bad step situation, if you will, on the west side of the street on the sidewalk. Made snow removal very difficult, parking, all kinds of issues. Now, not too many years later, we come through and that concrete just didn't hold out, for one thing. It was busted up really bad, and we ended up having to replace that for, you know, safety reasons, if nothing else.
He says the end result is what he calls a ski slope for a sidewalk on the west side of U.S. Highway 8.
The main thing is we'd like it reviewed because all of the business owners are now, once again, picking up the tab, and we're in a small market. We're a tiny little town of less than 2,000 people in a county of less than 10,000. So for us to absorb this cost one more time and still not have it done in what we clearly can see as an unsafe situation, and it's like we have no say in it.
He says the project they just completed will cost him about $12,000 spread over 10 years. The petition is asking the state DOT to take financial responsibility for their actions when they decided to upgrade Lake Avenue. We have a picture of the grade at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Four bird species, rarely if ever confirmed as breeding in Wisconsin, were sighted but not confirmed in 2018. Ryan Brady is a DNR biologist and science coordinator for the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas. The Atlas is a five-year project that involves volunteers from all over the state. He says to successfully complete the project, they need more volunteers, especially in the Northwoods.
So counties like Vilas and Oneida, Marathon, Ashland, Bayfield, and even some bordering those counties have the most survey needs yet to go. And so we could really use people who are able to identify some birds. They don't have to be experts, but they need to have, you know, basic proficiency, and we could really use their help in surveying.
Through four survey seasons, more than 1,700 volunteers have observed 242 bird species and confirmed 225 of them as breeding in Wisconsin. The total of new species confirmed breeding in Wisconsin since the first Atlas survey 20 years ago stands at 12. More information is at wsobirds.org/atlas. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Just ahead, it's Crossroads Cafe with your host, L.J. Summers.